This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you're a briner or a deep fryer or a straight-up baster and stick-it-in-the-oven type, you do know there are alternatives to turkey, yes? Might I humbly suggest, tradition be damned, tofu. The tofurkey, to be precise. It's been a reliable vegetarian and vegan go-to at Thanksgiving gatherings for 20 years now, all thanks to a guy by the name of Seth Tibbett. He happens to be the founder and president of the Tofurkey Company. Mr. Tibbett, it's good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
For the uninitiated among us, maybe we ought to have you describe exactly what tofurkey is first, huh?
Sure. Tofurkey is the original and number one selling meat alternative of turkey in America. And this is its 20th anniversary this year. We first sold 500 tofurkeys in Portland, Oregon in 1995.
How did it come to pass? I mean, were you walking down the street one day as a longtime vegetarian and said, man, you know what we need is a turkey made out of tofu?
Well, I was a vegetarian since 1972, and there was a whole lot of miserable Thanksgivings where I just didn't have anything great to eat. You know, I ate a lot of side dishes or complicated recipes that I worked on all day that never turned out, like a gluten roast that I couldn't cut with a chainsaw.
Ooh,
And so I was always looking for a substitute for turkey. And I had been in business since 1980 as a small little soy processor making tempeh. And in 1995, I teamed up with a friend of mine who was making a tofu roast in Portland, and we named it Tofurkey. And as they say, the rest is history.
Talk to me for a second about how you started your company up. You bootstrapped it, right?
Yes. I started the Tofurkey company on $2,500, and we grew kind of the Kaizen incremental growth method. We never sold equity to any outside investors or venture capitalists. I wish I had had Kickstarter around when I started it. The one person I did sell a little bit of company to was in 1990. I sold my brother 27% of the Tofurkey company for $17,000.
Without asking you to divulge trade secrets, which by this point are extremely valuable for you, how do you conquer the texture problem, right? Because I like tofu as much as the next guy, but it's not turkey, man, I'm telling you.
Well, that's a great question, because in meat alternatives, it's the texture that's often the stumbling block that takes longer to develop than the flavor does, because flavor companies now are really getting so much better at producing just about any knockoff of meat flavor that you can imagine. And so we texture it with vital wheat gluten and some bean flours, garbanzo bean, white bean flours, and that's... We have special machines. They're all meat processing equipment that we've adapted to our tofurkey needs.
Is tofurkey your biggest product? I imagine holidays, or this holiday specifically, is huge for you.
Well, the holiday is about 17% of our sales right now.
Huh.
And more of our sales come from actually our deli slices and our sausage and other tofurkey products, which make up about 85% of our overall revenues.
If I, as a carnivore, tasted a tofurkey in a blind taste test, would I be able to tell the difference between that and the real thing?
You probably would, but I think you would find tofurkey to be very savory and very turkey-esque and sort of white meat more than dark meat.
Seth Tibbett is the president and founder of the Tofurkey Company out of Hood River, Oregon. Mr. Tibbett, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Happy Tofurkey Day.
And to you.